Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Summertime in the Midwest, absolutely amazing time, amazing things to do, amazing places. Think about summertime in Chicago. Got Blues Fest, Taste of Chicago, Greek Fest, Taste of Mexico, Polish Fest, German Fest, the 4th of July. The list goes on and on and on. Because the thing about it is, the flip side of that coin is winter in Chicago, which is brutal. I grew up in Duluth, Minnesota, and our joke was, there's two seasons in Duluth, right? You have winter and the 4th of July, and that's really no joke. I remember the last time I was in Duluth, it was over the 4th of July. We were sitting out by the lake, and it was literally too cold to sit outside, so we had to move inside. So summer brings this short window of what feels like perfect weather. It brings this level of excitement and enthusiasm, which is different than if you lived in LA, where the weather is perfect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and you got the ocean. That is not the case in the Midwest. You've got a handful of weekends to really maximize, and that's what you do. Take advantage of it. Carpe diem it up. Enjoy being outside, being in the sunshine, nice weather, whatever it might be. I've been thinking a lot about this idea that there's only 50 Saturdays a year. And I intellectually understand that there's actually 52 Saturdays a year, so don't beat up on me. I just like to tell my wife, there's only 50 Saturdays a year. Need to really be judicious with how we spend our time, who we spend it with, what we spend it doing, all that stuff. And I think that realization has been heightened in me. Combination of things, having kids, turning 40, coming to terms or grips with mortality and aging and all that good stuff, but just being more mindful and doing my best to appreciate the time that we have. So I think this whole idea of 50 Saturdays a year, there's only 50 Saturdays a year. It's about being grateful for the time that we have. I know that I've talked about gratitude, but such an important thing. It's really hard to feel anything but positive and good when you are grateful. So starting out your day with some gratitude sets the agenda for everything else. It sets the table for a great day. It just starts you off on the right foot. So before you open up your email and get some crappy message, some bad news, practice some gratitude. Think about what you're grateful for. 50 Saturdays a year, it's about creating priorities for yourself. What is most important? What's most important to you? Family, fitness, spirituality, community, whatever it is. Create those priorities. And then once you have those priorities, it's about creating boundaries. Protect those priorities. Protect what's most important to you. If you value the greatest, If the greatest thing you value is coffee and a newspaper in the morning, amen. Make sure that nothing gets in the way of that. If it's family time, if it's your exercise, whatever it is, create boundaries. Hold firm to them. People will respect that. People will respect you for having figured out what's most important to you and putting those boundaries in place so that you protect them. They'll be inspired by you. I guarantee it. It's about intention. 50 Saturdays a year is about being intentional with what's important to you. 50 Saturdays a year is a matter of creating the life that you truly want. That's really what we're talking about, right? That's what I'm talking about. It's creating the life that you really want. You start out by figuring out what you want a great day to look like. That great day turns into a great week, great month, a great year, a great 3 years. I tell you what, if you win the next 3 years, I bet you'll win the next 3 years. And then the next 3 years after that, you will set yourself up for success. And 50 Saturdays a year, it's about becoming the person that you want to be. Who do you want to be? Who are you? Do you know who you are? It's about being intentional about becoming the person that you want to be. And it's about having a healthy sense of urgency, and it's about doing it now. 50 Saturdays a year. Don't let them slip through your fingers. Get on this. And finally, it is about doing it versus being it. This is a horrible mistake that I made for so long. I made this mistake for for so long. I mean, are you simply doing it or are you being it? I've practiced in financial services for, I guess that this is my 19th year, 20th year, started in 2001. And for the longest time, I just was in financial services. I was doing it, but I absolutely was not being it. In fact, I've talked openly about how I was sort of, I don't want to say embarrassed, but not excited to tell people that I was a financial advisor. I would go out of my way to not tell people that I was a financial advisor. So I did it, but I was not it. And what a horrible thing. What a stupid thing. What an immature thing. I was cheating myself and probably lots of other people that I could have been doing a much better job serving. So it's about avoiding that mistake. So I don't know if you've been guilty of just doing it versus being it, but that's something that really encourage you to dig into that. And if what you're doing is not what you want to be or who you are, well, I think that we're going back to figuring out again, what kind of person are you interested in being? The life that you want to have. And it doesn't have to be. I guess you can very well, very easily do something without being it. I guess that the whole idea here is that you take a good, long, hard look, figure out the things that you're doing are aligned with the person that you want to be and the life that you want to have. Only 50 Saturdays a year. You know, a different way to look at that is how many Christmases, how many Thanksgivings, how many Hanukkahs, whatever holidays that you are into, how many of those do you have left? Kind of a weird way to think about it. So think about that. How many do you have left? Are you taking this seriously? Are you living like you mean it? Are you taking it like you mean it? Get to work. We got one crack at this. It's not a dress rehearsal. One time around the track, people. So if you are not living intentionally, start doing it. I know that I very much have. So excited to bring this message to you. Been ruminating a lot on it lately. Going to continue doing so. So just keep that in mind. You got 50 Saturdays a year. Don't waste them. Do your part by doing your best.